I'd like to introduce Abubakar Sanogo, our next speaker, my colleague in film studies. His research interests include African cinema, documentary, world cinema, colonial cinema, cinephilia, and the relationship between film, form, history, and theory. His writings in both academic and journalistic outlets have appeared in Framework Journal, EC Journal, The Africa Report, and African Stream. He is currently working on publishing his dissertation and preparing a monograph on the cinema of Med Honda.
Thank you very much. This is a really old guy. Anyway, I'm very happy to be here. My presentation is going to be slightly more narrow cast. It's going to really try to work out some relationship between Stuart Hall and the cinema. And so it's a great honor for me to be here today and share with you some impressions and still in process thoughts about the late legendary Stuart Hall, who had a significant impact on multiple endeavors across a number of fields. Never had the honor to meet Stuart Hall and have not frankly had a chance to think through him too much over the years. My encounter with him, with his work, let's say, dates back to the late 90s, I have to say, at the University of Southern California as a grad student when I was faced with some of his texts, including Encoding, Decoding, Althusser and the Post-Structural Debates, and of course, Policing the Crisis. After which I did not really work much with him until very recently when I was editing a special issue, in-focus issue of Cinema Journal, during which I felt perhaps his work could be of help in terms of meaningfully positioning African cinema in the field. So that, what I call a return to Stuart Hall in some ways, was in part prompted by some of the discussions I had, in fact, with the director of this film, during the process of preparing a homage to Hall for the 2014 Society for Cinema and Media Studies Conference in Seattle, where we had a Skype conference. We screened the film and had a sort of Skype in-conversation discussion with him. And so I think there are many ways in which we could think of Hall's relationship to the cinema. I'll be discussing a few pending further and more research on the question. First, I think we have to think about it in relation to pedagogy. I think one of the first well-noted intervention in the field was through teaching film and media first, starting as early as 1961 at Chelsea College, and his participation in the publication for the British Film Institute of a book entitled Film Teaching, alongside Alan Lovell, Roy Knight, and Albert Hunt. Publication that was followed a few years later by anthology called The Popular Arts, which he also did publish together with Paddy Wanell, contributing to the move toward legitimizing film as an object of academic study, a legitimate object of academic study in its popular version. But this pedagogic impulse would remain in further intervention he'd go on to make later as a mentor and indeed as a figure who set the agenda for cinema in both the Caribbean and in the context of Latin. So first, some of the articles. His involvement with the cinema would become more prominent, I would say, in the 80s and 90s, in particular through a number of, I would say, position articles on Caribbean cinema and Black British cinema. His famous article entitled Cultural Identity and Cinematic Representation foregrounds the deconstruction and multiplication of Caribbean identity as a precondition toward actualizing the politics of cinematic representation. Premise on a co-presence of a triple presence. So, présence africaine, présence américaine, présence européenne. Présence américaine, which I think he misspelled in the article. As over determining any representational act, therefore offering a roadmap for Caribbean cinema. His essay entitled New Ethnicities further deconstructs, this time within the context of Britain, the notion of essential blackness and proposes what he refers to as a polity. I think Marina was referring to that this morning. A politics of representation, as well as a politics of criticism, which was a critical and reflexive approach to the act of cinematic representation. which he sees embedding the work of the Black Bridge collectives at the time, in particular in the work of the Sankofa collective, spearheaded by Ajit Julian, and the Black Audio Film collective, headed by John Akonfa, which engage in such reflexive, politics, therefore, which articulate with the politics of desire and identification. We also have to talk about Fellows Hall's intervention in the field of film production. This latest trend of his intervention is informed by his participation as a mentor for this group of filmmakers that I was mentioning. And Akonfa is famous for saying that as a young Afro-British or Black British subject, growing up, therefore, in England, he looked up to Hall as a figure who opened up certain discursive and imaginary spaces outside existing straitjackets of pathologization of Blackness. And so when Black Audio was involved in making their first major film, which was entitled Handsworth Songs, which revisited some of the race riots in Birmingham in the early 1980s, they invited Hall to come and start a conversation on the film. Given that Hall himself had lived in Birmingham at the CCCS, and so Hall reportedly visited Black Audio a number of times throughout the year that it took to edit this film. And he offered it his advice on the film, some of which Akonfa said they took, and some of which they, of course, rejected. But his presence offered these young directors a form of validation in terms of the sense of having one's finger on the pulse of the times, which I think is a term that could pretty much characterize the life and work of Stuart Hall. Naturally, he would also participate in films by Isaac Julian of the Sankofa Collective, as a voiceover narrator, for example, in Looking for Langston, as a museum visitor in The Attendant, and as an interviewee in Fanon Black Skin, White Masks. Now, as a result, to come back to Hansworth Song, as a result, I would say it's not really a direct result of his involvement in the film, but the film Hansworth Song would lead, I would say, to a very famous face-off between Stuart Hall and Salman Rushdie in the columns of The Guardian. Rushdie accuses Hansworth of failing to make audible some of the voices, the textures, and multiplicities of figures involved in the riots in Hansworth. And instead contributing in some way to the pathologization of Blackness through an emphasis on looting, you know, images of looting, victimization, and so on. In some ways emphasizing the absence and the content of the film. Stuart Hall offers a defense of the film. Strange, interesting that he does not mention that he was also involved in the editing. But he offers the defense of the film by arguing that the formal concerns of Black audio in the film are part and parcel of that very politics of representation that he's talking about, which put under duress the documentary realism that was longed for by Rushdie, by foregrounding it as shot through and through with construction. So the centrality of the language in the constitution of representational subjectivity is very much at stake here. I have, in fact, the text of the discussion, so maybe during the Q&A I could read some of it for you. Anyway, the relation to what I call the field of film studies itself. I think for the film of studies, we might think of the already mentioned books on pedagogy and popular arts, which have contributed to the institutionalization of film study in academia, but also opened up space beyond the auteurist project for an analysis of popular culture, therefore popular cinema, as it were, long before David Borkwell and others came along. In that sense, some of Hall's movies in the early 60s anticipated the advent of culture, definitely of cultural studies and film studies, and the ways in which it opened up various ways of conceptualizing film study. These include, one would be the expansion of objects of study, no longer, as I said, limited to textual analysis, but also to spaces of reception in particular. In this context, studies of the rise of fandom, as the rise of fandom studies and those kinds of issues could be listed. also in the field of strategic studies, the question of reading, how to read a text, to which Hall has proposed the addition of the notions of dominant, negotiated, and resistance readings, which is not exist in the ways in which we used to conceptualize spectatorship, and certainly very contra the kind of model of spectatorship that had been proposed to us by the culture industry, Frankfurt School model. There are other places I think we could talk about it, but these are just immediate thoughts that come to mind for now. For myself, I think of ways in which the work of Hall has helped me in the editing of this special issue of Cinema Journal for the two articles, first studying African cinema today and certain tendencies in contemporary tourist practice in Africa. If I start with the first one, studying African cinema, with the key Hallian question, what is the African in African cinema and media? And in the article, I argue that we should look at African cinema relationally, and I think the notion of relation is particularly important for Hall, and that it was never solely face-to-face with itself, but always already in conversation with cinematic traditions from around the world, even as it claims that it has sought to invent its own language of cinema. That's some of our arcane debates in African cinema. The way in which the tradition is shot through with traces of all cinematic cultures resonates with Hall's discussion of the overdetermined identity formation in the Caribbean, for example, in his article on cinematic representation and identity. Hall's notion of the conjuncture also was very helpful in seeking to articulate what I refer to as prospective engagement, which is a way in which a number of African filmmakers seek to be involved in the realm of the political by projecting their work in some form of futurity. Here's how I use the term in the article. So I said, indeed, a certain renegotiation, and again, another term probably that would be important is, of course, the question of engagement, which is also something that Hall really, really holds dear. So a certain renegotiation of the concept with the concept of the of engagement in a post-third cinema / post-Cold War moment seems to be at work among a number of filmmakers across the continent. While the African continent finds itself under the sway of many posts, even as it is the subject of a multitude of contradictory and complex transformation, it remains forcefully positioned at the bottom of the world geopolitical, order. Africa is still, to a large extent, the site of thoroughly uncontrolled, extractive, and predatory relationship, continuously instrumentalized and at the mercy of merciless political manipulation, state delegitimation, and economic turpitude. It's often used as the ultimate laboratory for all forms of social engineering in situations that combine residuals of the colonial and the neocolonial with neo-imperial and techno-capitalist modes of ordering the world and inscribed in the place for Africa. So in spite of ceaseless effort, sometimes partially or temporarily successful, to open up the realms of the possible, the continent remains hostage to an often careless, self-centered, kleptocratic, and self-gratifying ruling apparatus that keeps the majority of the aspiration of the billion-strong continent at bay. In this context, the question of engagement remains crucial to the intellectual, the artist, the film, and media maker. Yet the uniqueness of the present conjuncture quasi totalitarian capitalist hegemony poses the problem of a new way of negotiating this question, and prospective engagement appears to be one of the answers conjured by the filmmakers. So here it goes. So prospective engagement, so I'll just go through it very quick, may be thought of as the way in which filmmakers and artists, interpolated by situations of dominance in social and historical reality, inscribe themselves and their creative act in that reality, situating it in relation to some form of futurity or virtuality, which, because of its anticipatory quality, not always visibly inscribed in the text, had the potential, but not the guarantee, again, a sort of ghost, so we're talking ghost, to create real-life effects, either immediate or deferred, on the politics of both representation and their goal. This mode of filmmaking is arguably best observed in the work of such directors as Abderrahmane Sissako, Jean-Pierre Vekolo, Nadia Elfani, all three incidentally belonging to the film movement known as the Guild of African Filmmakers. So these are, there are of course, as I said, numerous other ways of making it Hall's relevant for film study, and I really, in fact, would like to reread his texts again. to perhaps even write something.